Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Pádraig Lodge is here with the sports news. Pádraig, that time of year again when there are changes at the top of the team.
Yeah, Gaelic games. It's a bit of a merry-go-round, but we're kind of getting used to it this time of year once the football stops and the hurling as well. The focus turns to the various changes in management. And the process of finding a new Mayo football manager came to an end last night. The Mayo County Board announcing that agreement had been reached with Andy Moran to take on the job. And Cavan announced as well that Dermot McCabe will take over as their manager. With us now is our Gaelic Games correspondent, Marty Morrissey. Good morning, Marty.
Good morning, Pádraig.
We're turning to Mayo first. A lot of interest in who'd be put in to succeed Kevin McStay. And we finally got white smoke just before 10 o'clock last night. So what's the update?
The statement came from its appointments committee that it opted to propose Andy Moran after a comprehensive and robust recruitment process and in line with the appointment guidelines. There was lots of rumours circulating in the GA world over the last couple of weeks that Mayo were looking outside the county, but ultimately it ended with just two people being interviewed last week. That was Andy Moran and Tony McEntee, former Armagh All-Ireland winner, former Sligo manager, and indeed a highly thought of coach. He was coach with Mayo from 2016 to 2018 when Stephen Rochford was manager. But ultimately, Andy Moran will be proposed as the new Mayo football manager. And of course, Andy is former Football of the Year, won that elusive title back in 2017. He's a man who's won 8 Connacht medals and played in 6 All-Ireland finals. And in recent times has been improving his CV in terms of coaching. He's a Leitrim manager, former Leitrim manager now from 2022 to 2024. And last season was coach to Monaghan under Gabriel Bannigan's stewardship as they reached the All-Ireland quarter-final. And the three people that have been announced all come with very impressive CVs, Pádraig. You're talking about Cullen Boyle, who's a highly reputable defender and Mayo footballer over the last number of years, and Paddy Talley, and that's where they've gone outside the Mayo family as such. The Paddy Talley was last year Derry manager, having previously been coach to Kerry when they won the All-Ireland title in 2022. And before that, he was Down manager, and he was also involved in a coaching capacity with Galway during Kevin Walsh's time in charge and managed St Mary's Belfast to a Sigerson Cup title against the odds in 2017. So it's an impressive lineup that Andy Moran has put together, and I'm sure there'll be more names announced next week when the county board, I have no doubt whatsoever, will ratify his appointment on a 3-year term as the new Mayo manager.
And Cavan also moving to nail down a manager last night. Just like Mayo, they've turned to a former player who gave sterling service.
Absolutely. Dermot McCabe, an all-star footballer after winning the Ulster title back in 1997. His appointment comes as a 3-year term. And of course, last season, Dermot McCabe managed Westmeath. He was a bit unlucky, actually, I have to say, after taking over from Desi Dolan. And they were relegated, but they were desperately unlucky with some of the decisions going against them. The two names that were mentioned in Cavan was Finbar Riley, another great Cavan footballer. But Finbar pulled out of the process over the weekend, so the way was clear for Dermot McCabe. And Dermot McCabe comes with a huge a reputation, former midfielder, was part of the backroom team that guided Cavan to an Ulster minor success in 2011. And of course, he was also in 2020, he assisted then Cavan manager Mickey Graham as the Breffni men ended a 23-year wait for a provincial senior title when defeating Donegal in the Ulster decider. And Cavan will operate in Division 2 next year. And like Mayo, will be striving for success, having not won a provincial title for some time and not making the All-Ireland quarterfinals as well, particularly Mayo. They've been there in the last two seasons. So plenty to strive for both counties. We've just announced their new managers, and certainly targets all quite tangible for Dermot McCabe and Andy Moran.
Okay, very good, Marty. Thanks very much for bringing us up to date there on the new appointments in Mayo and Cavan. Striker Sean Boyd has been ruled out of Shelburne's Europa League qualifier tonight against Croatian champions Rijeka with a calf injury. A 2-1 win away for Shells last week means they only need a draw this evening at Talca Park to secure group stage football and a financial windfall of €3.8 million. Kickoff is at 7:45. The Ireland women's hockey team suffered an unexpected setback in their bid to qualify for the semi-finals at the European Championships in Mönchengladbach. Even though they dominated possession and created more chances, they lost 1-0 to France, who got the winning goal from a penalty corner with 10 minutes left. The French are 6th places below Ireland in the world ranking, so a big slip up. Ireland will now need a 2-goal win over the host Germany tomorrow night to reach the semi-finals. The Women's Rugby World Cup, which starts later this month, will see the introduction of flashing LED mouthguards that light up when a player suffers a significant head impact during a match. The mouthguard will flash red if the impact is severe enough to potentially cause a concussion, the referee will then stop play and the player will have to go off to have her head injury assessed. In tennis, French player Arthur Rinderknecht collapsed on court in sweltering conditions during the Cincinnati Open. He collapsed near the baseline during the second set as the temperature went over 30 degrees. He was given a break to allow ice packs to be applied to his neck and legs before declaring that he was able to continue, but he lasted just two more games before having to retire. His opponent said it felt like they were playing in an oven. With their performances at the St Jude Championship, Justin Rose and Tommy Fleetwood have clinched spots on the European team for the Ryder Cup next month. They go through alongside Rory McIlroy as automatic qualifiers for the competition at Bethpage Black at the end of September. And finally, in racing, jockeys competing at next week's Ebor Festival in York will have their names on their breeches to make them more identifiable for racegoers and television viewers. The jockeys will also meet the public each day as part of efforts to bring the sport closer to its fans.
Porrick, thank you.